You can learn more about the National Quilt of Valor Foundation at qovf.org. And you can follow Meredith Martin Motes at her blog, boileddownjuice.com.
On a farm near Decatur in western Benton County, a team of farmers walk toward a collection of chicken houses as the sun rises. Chicken houses in rural Benton County, not that unusual. A poultry business operated by the grandson of the founder of Peterson Farms, not unexpected. But this farm doesn't look like most of the commercial poultry interests across the country. Robert Smith, the farm manager for Crystal Lake Farms, turns a gear that opens a series of doors on a chicken house to let young chicks waddle outside on their own. These chicks are allowed to go outside when the weather allows, giving the chicks a chance to roam around the field as part of the philosophy at Crystal Lake Farms, according to Smith.
I've had the guys on that work out here laugh at me. I've come up with some crazy ideas, some that have worked, some that haven't, but there'll be people show up at this chicken house and I'm doing nothing but sitting there on a bucket. What's that chicken telling me he wants? You know, you have to spend time and give the bird what he wants, and you have to sit around and figure out what he's trying to tell you.
Robert Smith is a lifelong farmer. He was a fourth-generation farmer for Peterson Farms. So when he talks about observing chicks and letting them tell him what they want, you listen. He's seen and worked the modern chicken house, and he thinks there are better ways to raise the birds, and not all of the methods are exactly new.
And what's the term I try to use, going back to the future?
Yeah, something like that.
Trying to stay as humane and animal friendly as at all possible, but use modern genetics to in old-fashioned bird raising situations.
We've raised the other commercial breeds out here in conjunction with ours, and it's very noticeable that those birds don't want to go outside.
Blake Evans is the grandson of the founder of Peterson Farms, Lloyd Peterson, who started his poultry business more than 60 years ago. Blake and his team are raising Crystal Lake Free Rangers, a breed he says thrives on foraging in open pasture. He says this bird is being raised for a consumer not looking for a typical chicken.
One of the things that we think is a huge plus for our breed is it loves to get outside and forage. And you talk to most people, just the other commercial breeds, they'll stay inside, and ours just love to get out and go.
When the chicks are inside in the houses on the farm, they still have room to move. Again, Robert Smith, the farm manager.
The typical bird has about 0.75 square foot per bird when they get old. These have 1.42 average or something like that, almost twice as much room as a mainstream type broiler.
Robert says there are about 4,700 birds in each half of this house. The chicks will stay in the same house from their first day until they're taken from the farm. So there is a constant rotation on Crystal Lake Farms. Houses with the youngest birds eventually become the houses with the oldest. Robert says letting the chicks have hours outside means the animals can do what they do naturally. Richard Udale, the geneticist on the Crystal Lake Farms team, says that exercise, not just going to the feeder and then sitting down, has benefits on the farm and at the market.
Is that you don't see these birds having any problems with mobility. How old are these, Robert? 6 weeks?
6 and a half.
So they're really starting to put on the weight now in the meat. But they're able to get around because they've got a good set of legs under them that's developed and mature enough to carry that weight. And I think that's one of the breakthroughs that we've made really in trying to do this.
Blake Evans says the experiments and the setup here have taken time. The work on this farm began in 2009, and they're almost ready to have the Crystal Lake brand available on retail shelves. That will begin in just a few months. Blake says the entire process has been undertaken in accordance with standards established by the Global Animal Partnership.
If you've been in a conventional house, I mean, there's solid walls, so there's no sunlight coming in. All the air is coming in through cool cell pads, and you know how much mold and bacteria and virus, and it all goes through there. So, I mean, the birds are definitely regulated with, a constant temperature and airflow, but, you know, fresh air and sunlight, those are a couple of the things that really allow the chicken to be natural and help contribute to the good taste.
Farm manager Robert Smith says the rules set by the Global Animal Partnership cover the birds from before they're hatched until they're taken to market.
Most commercial birds, the guys, when they go out to catch 10 to 12 birds at a time just by one leg, these birds for this Global Animal Partnership, five at a time is the most we can carry. They have to be carried by two legs so they don't do as much flopping and fighting. It's all an animal welfare issue. I mean, we're trying to cover every animal welfare issue we can cover.
The birds here are slower growing and live a little longer than many other commercially raised chickens. They're on the farm about 2 weeks longer, according to Blake. Working with this breed and with these operations takes a small leap of faith, the experience these farmers have each accumulated, some intuition, and paperwork. Inside each chicken house are clipboards with detailed spreadsheets.
So we'll write down any culls or mortality, the days that we're opening the doors because the weather is fine. If there's a hazard like snow or ice or tornado, we mark that down. You know, how many birds we put in every house and how many pounds per square feet that is, and just to track our averages. And so we follow a lot of data, and that just helps us get better.
This setup, fewer birds per square foot and a longer time to market, raises the cost to raise each bird, and that price difference will be reflected somewhat on retail shelves. But the Crystal Lake team believes there are shoppers who want chickens raised this way. The original plan was to be available on shelves by the end of 2013. Blake says they've pushed that timeline back slightly.
Let's see, we started developing the breed almost from scratch, I would say, in 2009 in March. And our intention was to come into retail sales this year. We're really pushing that to the start of 2014. And we knew immediately when we started developing this breed, you don't want to sell it to the public when it's not ready. And so we've just been holding back and using it ourselves and, you know, watching how it performs so we can give people a real accurate description of what this will do.
And for Robert Smith, the farm manager at Crystal Lake Farms, this operation has brought him full circle.
For me, it's been kind of a gradual deal. Even when Mr. Peterson was alive, Richard, 2003 and 2004, out here on this particular time farm, we did an all-natural product. We didn't place them near as thick, and we used an all-natural feed. We didn't do the outside conditions or GAP certified, but even then, you know, noticing the different taste and texture of the product, and this is even a lot greater than that was. But it's been, for me, it's been kind of gradual, and plus I was born and raised in the chicken business. My dad built his first chicken house when I was 6 years old, and we didn't used to have foggers and fans and everything to keep birds cool. I can remember when the birds would get 4 or 5 weeks old in the summertime, you opened up side doors and indoors and let them head to the shade tree to keep them cool in the summer. And a lot of this is, you know, like I said earlier, going back to the future. So it was gradual for me, but it was pretty easy for me to buy into.
This is Ozarks at Large.